This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 5th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Without fanfare or amplification from its executives, the CME Group shut the books on most, but not all, of its floor trading history Tuesday afternoon with the announcement that it will not reopen its trading pits that were closed early last year. The CME closed its Chicago trading floor as of the close of business Friday, March 13, 2020, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Eurodollar options pit, which was reopened in August 2020, will remain open and will trade both electronically and via open outcry. Options with their multiple strike prices, expirations, and spreads are generally viewed as more challenging to trade electronically, and Euro options command healthy volumes. CME Group also announced that, subject to regulatory review, it will delist its floor-based S&P 500 futures and options contracts following the expiration of its September 2021 contracts on September 17, 2021. Any remaining open interest in those contracts will be migrated into E-mini S&P futures and options on CME Globex, the exchange said. This was Suzanne Cosgrove reporting this. In fitting timing, yesterday before the CME floor closing announcement, JLN released a video interview with former CME CIO Jim Krause for the Path to Electronic Trading series. Krause, who looks great since he retired, talks about his career, which featured development of the Globex project from the very start with the Reuters Trading Match Engine system. Thank you, Jim, for participating in this video. There are some great history and stories he shares. There have been whispers in recent weeks that the CME Group would be closing its floors. There were second and third hand reports that price reporting employees who work on the trading floor had been told they would not be returning to their jobs. Also, I expect a reduction in fine income from the CME, as the last of the floor-based shenanigans will cease. The saddest part is that series is still closed for the pandemic, so we can't go there and toast the closing of the pits. I can remember a prominent trader at the CBOT from 1999 proclaiming the floors would close in 2000, and traders should be aware. He was just a little off. The TMX Group has pledged support to COVID-19 relief efforts in India. Conditions continue to worsen in India as the devastating outbreak of COVID-19 has overwhelmed hospitals and led to shortages of key medical supplies and resources needed to save lives, said John McKenzie, Chief Executive Officer, TMX Group. We salute the brave people working on the front lines during the crisis in India and around the world, including healthcare workers, first responders, and volunteers providing essential services and crucial support. It'd be great to see broad industry support for relief for India. They need our help. Rachna Murtha, the head of equity and index derivative sales Americas at Deutsche Börse, is running a Facebook fundraiser for Give India to help those affected by COVID-19 there. Barchart is hiring a director of licensing to manage third-party content licensing and relationships, and is looking for candidates with significant market data licensing experience. Their business is heavily focused on integrating, aggregating, and distributing market data, as well as other content like news in support of global equity, commodity, and currency markets. Eurex has a busy May planned. It started on May 1st with a VSTOXX futures liquidity provider scheme change that will reduce the maturity range to the first three expires and change the minimum quote size in the FVS1 and FVS3. Also on May 1 in FX derivatives, they have amendments to the ESU parameters, changing LP schemes to around the world time zone schemes that will lead to significantly lower ESU limits compensated by an increase of MM base. For the whole list of events and necessary actions, click in a link in today's newsletter. The birth rate in the U.S. was down last year and dropped 8% in December, which would correlate with the beginning of the pandemic. We had an anonymous donation of $100 to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Thank you to Anonymous and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. The founder of Our Wall Street Bets has announced that he is launching a new blockchain trading app with other members of the Reddit community to combat market manipulation, which is hilarious. The app will allow users to gain exposure to various ETPs and will run on a decentralized autonomous organization, or DAO, which will be governed using a digital token called $WSB token. This will allow users on the app to vote on important decisions within the community, including whether to adjust exposure to each ETP, which will be owned by the community, Matt Rabel reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The Jim Krause video. Jim Krause, the path to electronic trading. Jim Krause came to the futures industry from a job in temperature control and HVAC at a company called MCC Powers. He followed Don Serpico, his supervisor at MCC Powers, who had been hired by the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, to the CME. His timing could not have been better. He was hired to develop the clearing system at CME. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. CME Group to close most of its Chicago trading pits permanently. Floor trading for agricultural commodities has existed in the Midwest hub since the mid-19th century. The exchange operator CME Group, Inc. said it would permanently close most of its open outcry trading pits in Chicago, ending one of the world's last vestiges of old-fashioned floor trading. CME said Tuesday that a number of trading pits that it closed temporarily in March 2020 to prevent the spread of COVID-19 wouldn't be reopened. Many U.S. workplaces are coming back to life as the pandemic eases. My comment, my post to several exchange-related Facebook groups showed responses from sadness to statements that open outcry trading ended 10 years ago. Here is a story from Crane Chicago Business. LaSalle Street buildings go up for sale. The marketing of two properties could reveal investor sentiment about Loop offices. What will investors pay for LaSalle Street office buildings amid the COVID-19 pandemic? A pair of landlords of the high-profile Loop Corridor want to find out. In the larger of two offerings, a joint venture of New York-based Fortress Investment Group and Chicago-based Hearn has hired the Chicago office of Jones Lang LaSalle to market the 26-story building at 2 North LaSalle Street for sale. My comment, this will be an important test of the Chicago Financial District's real estate market. Here's a story from Bloomberg. If the Pentagon takes UFOs seriously, so should markets. The possibility of alien life on Earth has implications for the entire human race, including investors. Now that the Pentagon takes UFOs seriously, it's perhaps appropriate to consider some more mundane aspects of the phenomena, namely, what it means for the markets. UFO data will probably remain murky and unresolved, but if UFOs of alien origin become somewhat more likely, starting to be clear from a low base rate, which prices will change. Or to put the question in market terms, where is the alpha in Alpha Centauri? My comment, if Thor shows up, I will take it seriously. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The Dogecoin joke is turning serious in latest crypto binge. Digital tokens value soars overnight to $90 billion. Cryptomania popularity may be hurting gold, says analysts. For anyone who still thinks Dogecoin is a joke, there are 90 billion reasons that say it is not. That's how much the digital token is now worth in dollar terms after another 40% gain in the 24 hours through Wednesday. Useless or not, the coin has been swept up in the crypto mania that's gripped markets awash in central bank largesse. It's the latest milestone in a year of speculative excesses for a market Nouriel Roubini once described as the mother of all bubbles. My comment, my college student IT studying son, Robbie Lothian, bought $50 worth of Dogecoin at the beginning of the year. He was up over 600% at last reading a couple of days ago. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. The top story on Tuesday was from the Financial Times about a Chicago-based company, environmental derivative firm Incubex, raised $12 million in funding round. The second most read was JLN Markets Wiki page on Incubex. And the third was from Bloomberg, a particularly interesting story in light of the CME Group's Tuesday announcement. NYSE says more staff can return to the trading floor if vaccinated. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. This is from Crane Chicago Business and Steve Daniels. CME2 permanently closed trading pits. They shut over a year ago because of COVID-19. Most of the trading pits at CME Group, which closed last March due to the pandemic, won't open again. The Chicago-based derivatives exchange said today that it is permanently ending open outcry trading for all products other than Eurodollar options. That trading pit reopened last August and will continue to trade those options both in person and electronically, the company said. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Galaxy Digital to buy BitGo in crypto sector's first $1 billion deal. Purchase coincides with a nearly year-long rally in the sector, whose market value has surged to $2 trillion. Bitcoin-focused firm Galaxy Digital Holdings Limited has agreed to buy BitGo Inc. for $1.2 billion in cash and stock, the first $1 billion deal in the cryptocurrency industry. The deal coincides with a surge in interest and a nearly year-long rally in the crypto sector, whose market value has surged to $2 trillion. Here's a story from the New York Times. The sign of Wall Street that matters most is begging for infrastructure. Although political rancor can make it hard to detect, the smartest money on Wall Street is practically begging for a major infrastructure investment from Congress, one even larger and more sustained than what President Biden is proposing. Yes, the chief executives of some big financial institutions like JPMorgan Chase's Jamie Dimon have begun hand-wringing about inflation risks stemming from more government spending, particularly if much of it ends up financed with debt, which could be more likely than the White House may wish to admit. But the financial markets themselves are sanguine. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Binance stock token dispute with German markets regulator deepens. BaFin rebuffs call from crypto exchange to remove warning on securities rules. Germany's market regulator has rejected a request from crypto exchange Binance to remove a warning on possible securities rules violations in a deepening dispute over trading in tokens linked to stocks. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.